This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Just 33 days until the Cubs open their season in Japan, but our guy Bruce Levine reporting that Craig Counsell has not made a decision on the second starting pitcher. Counsell has said Shota Imanaga will start one of the games, but not which one, and he said that he'll likely use four starters in the two games, so who starts the opener? Is there a doubt?
No, there's no doubt. There's no controversy. There's very little suspense here, guys. This is we don't really have anything to wonder about. It's going to be Justin Steele. We know this. The Cubs play two games in Japan. Then they come home, right? There's a break. So these two games are self-contained games. They're like a series. You're going to use everybody. I don't know why there's so much consternation based on Dustin's reaction before the show. I'm gauging this on. You're going to see Justin Steele, probably game two. Imanaga, probably the opening day starter. He's in Japan. We get it. Jameson Taillon's going to pitch. He's already Craig Counsell's already said he's going to use all the starters in different roles, right?
Yes, sir.
So Taillon's going to pitch. We might see Boy. Who else do you want to see? There's no, really, Justin Steele and Imanaga are going to pitch in Japan.
So why can't Craig just say that, David?
I don't know.
Why can't he said that, of course, Shota will pitch because it's, quote, unquote, mandated.
He's kidding, though.
Okay.
It's not mandated by the Japanese government or anything or by the Cubs, MLB's. He's being tongue in cheek.
Oh, he's hilarious.
Well, but why is this such a thing? First of all, you know how I feel about opening day starters.
He's asked a direct question, and he has
I
to
agree
go
with
cloak
you.
And
it
dagger.
Is a big deal. It is a ceremonial honor to be the opening day starter, right?
For in this case, if Imanaga is going to start in Japan, yeah, it's a big deal.
So especially, he has to earn it,
especially against. Otani. He's on the bump now, right? He's actually planning on pitching this year.
Justin Steele started the first game for the Cubs last year. All of a sudden, he's not going to. Could he at least just say Shota Imanaga and Justin Steele are going to start the two games?
This is what I care about.
They're
going to
start
the
two games
in Japan. Are they both going to pitch against the Dodgers? And those two games are going to see all your starting pitchers against the Dodgers? Fine. Yes. Go ahead, Dustin, your turn.
It's your turn.
I told you. Why can't he just tell us that Shota's going to start one of the games and Justin Steele's going to start the other? Why is that so secret? State secrets. We're hiding that from the Japanese media.
There is a
let's throw him off. We're going to start Ben Brown in game two, and then in the third inning, we're going to come from behind tactically, and we're going to bring in Justin Steele. That'll screw up the Dodgers lineup. We got him on the ropes. They're supposed to be the champs.
Could it be as simple as they haven't thrown a pitch yet this season? They haven't really gotten into any spring training activity, and he just doesn't want to name his starting rotation yet. He knows that they're going to definitely be starting two different pitchers because they got to play two games in Japan, but he doesn't know who it is, although Shota will definitely be one of them. I think your reaction to it, who knows? You don't know who's in what kind of condition. I would imagine that Justin Steele would be the starter in one game because he was the opening day starter a year ago, and it is a largely ceremonial type of thing, but people love it. People love that kind of thing, and you got to kind of bow to ceremony sometimes. And I think that I think it would be really interesting to see if there is any chance that you can I'm very curious how many pitchers he will use. Not if you're planning on using four starters over two games, how many bullpen guys? Is anyone pitching more than a couple of innings at the beginning of a season, if indeed you're worried about preserving arms, or does this give you a better opportunity to get everybody a little work so you're up and running and you're more prepared to get into your rotation as the season goes on? It's a long flight there and a long flight home, and you'll have time, and you'll be able to really kind of set up your pitching any way you want. So I'll be very curious to see how he uses them. But I do think it is ceremonial, and that's it. And that's why you want to know, Dustin. But he doesn't want to tell you. All right, that is the Extra Point. And we got your phone calls. We got the phone lines open, 312-644-6767. It's Molly and Hall on the Score.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.